The song you're hearing is by T-Pain, an artist who's made his entire career off of the pitch-warping software called Auto-Tune. From overt shifts to subtle nudges on albums and in live concerts, Auto-Tune has become a ubiquitous force in pop music since its release. Its first notable appearance was in Cher's 1998 hit, Believe. This musical manipulator has its origins in an unlikely character. Andy Hildebrand was an oil industry worker who created software that interpreted the reflections of sound through a mathematical equation called autocorrelation. With this advance, Hildebrand was able to retire at 40, only to soon reemerge with an audio technologies company. Auto-Tune has shaped songs from musicians across every genre, from Britney Spears to the Dixie Chicks to Faith Hill and Snoop Dogg. It has even become a consumer product. For 99 cents, you can help T-Pain cash in on his reputation by purchasing the I Am T-Pain app. Of course, many artists protest. Indie rock band Death Cab for Cutie came to the Grammys with blue lapel pins, mourning the loss of Blue Notes, those slightly irregular pitches that give the human voice character. But it will take time for taste to change, for a popular resurgence of Blue Note hunger, before we move away from the pitch-perfect world of Auto-Tune. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales. This is anti-Auto-Tune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-alongs. This is Sinatra at the opera. Bring a-